Village of Round Lake, regular board meeting, October 6, 2014.
Good evening and welcome. I'd like to call to order the regular board meeting for the Village of Round Lake, October 6, 2014 at 7:01 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry. Trustee Crowley.
Here.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Present.
Trustee Chacon.
Present.
Trustee Wyszynski.
The record show that we do have quorum. Trustee Newby, if you'd lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, John. May I get a motion for item 3.1? Approve the minutes of the regular meeting of September 15, 2014. Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion, amendments, or corrections? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.1, any public comment? And there is a lot of public. I don't know if there's any comment or not. But my, what a handsome group of people that the Round Lake, Village of Round Lake has. Thank you, everybody, for attending. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, which includes item 5.1 through 5.7 as follows. Approve accounts payable in the amount of $615,214.82. Approve the payroll for the period ending September 21, 2014 in the amount of $124,146.69. Adopt a resolution accepting a quote for Bobcat skid steer loader and accessories from Atlas Bobcat in the amount not to exceed $58,057. 5.4, adopt an ordinance consenting to the Village of Volo and the Village of Bannockburn as additional members of the Solid Waste Agency of Lake County, Illinois, with no late fee. Item 5.5, adopt a resolution accepting a proposal from Pearson, Brown & Associates, Incorporated for the Metro Parking Lot Project in the amount not to exceed $9,000. Item 5.6, adopt a resolution accepting a quote from Giant Maintenance and Restoration for the cleaning of the two Nipissing water reservoirs in the amount not to exceed $7,557. And item 5.7, adopt a resolution accepting a quote from Water Tower Clean and Coat for the interior inspection of the water storage structures in the amount of $8,800 and, if needed, clean the interior of such structures in the amount not to exceed $3,000. May I have a motion?
Mr. Mayor, remove 5.1.
Yes. May I get a motion for items consent agenda from items 5.2 through 5.7?
Move.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Crowley?
Yes.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli?
Aye.
Trustee Trifon?
Aye.
Motion carries. May I get a motion for item 5.1?
So
moved. Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Trifon. Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to go to page 2 and ask the whole item to provide my name is separate. This page 2 is the vendor number 805 and an amount of $1,250.99. That's the whole item separate.
Trustee Newby has asked for that. Any discussion? Trustee Newby?
Yes.
Any discussion?
No.
No? We have a motion and a second.
And with Trustee Newby's motion, the current question on the floor will be simply directed towards the line item. Trustee Newby pointed out that vote will be taken first, and then we will vote on the rest of the bills as a whole.
The rest of the bills was approved already, correct?
No,
that was
put on the floor, but it was not voted on yet.
Okay, this one's not voted.
So we're voting on the second first.
Yeah. The single individual item that you pulled from the bill.
Okay. So we have a motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Tripod.
Mm-hmm.
Any discussion?
No. Okay. To be clear, you had just made a motion to pull that item off,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And do we have a vote on the motion?
No.
To pull it off? Okay. Let's get a vote to pull it off of...
From the consent agenda.
So let's have a roll call on Trustee Newby's question for pulling a single item off of the bill.
Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli?
Aye.
Trustee Tripon?
Aye.
Trustee Crowley?
Aye.
Just to be clear, it is to remove the item from
okay,
yes, if you would like. Is your vote indicated as a yes vote?
Then he's
going to
vote on the list of the bills.
No.
No. Now that the item has been removed from the bills list, and I'll vote to either approve or disapprove of that single item from the bills list.
Which is item 5.1, line item A105.
Yeah. And the motion to approve will need to be put on the floor.
To approve the payment of that particular bill?
Yes.
Make the motion to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. Any discussion?
I'll keep my letter on my position of the bill. That's all I have to say.
Any further discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Simoncelli?
Aye.
Trustee Tripon?
Yes.
Trustee Crowley?
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
No.
And then there have been two yes votes, excuse me. One passed, which will be counted as a yes vote, and then one no vote. Because it is 3-1, as the mayor, you will need to cast a vote because in order to, for the motion to pass on the pending motion, there will need to be 4 yes votes.
Let's have some discussion on this, if you don't mind, Don. Thank you. the topic on this is we had purchased 3 shirts for trustees, Madam Clerk, myself, and the administrator with our names, trustee, last name, Mayor MacGillis, and our village logo on it. Everybody felt okay with this. We're using this in a professional manner. We used it at the IML, which I might say were well noticed and well received. Trustee Newby's position on this is that 3 shirts was excessive. So Don wants to pay for 2 of the shirts himself. And Don will pay for the shirts himself. So I'm a little confused exactly on how this is going to work. Trustee Tripon has also paid for 2 of her shirts, which will amend the total bill amount down to $613,983.83 as opposed to $615,000. There's a difference of $1,230.
To be clear, that the total bill was not just a specific amount.
Correct. $1,230.99 is for all of the shirts. We need to approve the payment for the remainder of the shirts minus the 4 that Trustee Newby and Trustee Tripon wants to pay for. This is where numbers are going to start getting a little confusing as far as what we are going to vote on and pass this evening.
You still pay the $1,299 right. To ask
for
the bill's fund. We just reversed the bill, so you still have to pay that $1,299.
Okay.
So it still will be $1,299 that bill's paid. That's what we vote on.
You're still going to pay the whole bill.
Correct.
They can reimburse it if they have to.
Okay.
That's it. So we're just going to vote on the approval of the bill as presented.
Very good. Then I'm going to vote to approve the bill. Aye. Motion has passed. And we don't have to amend the amount.
No, correct. That is correct.
No, yeah. We have to.
Yeah, the original motion that was placed on the floor to pass the bill list in total is now, I need to be voted on. I would agree.
Now, my original motion to approve the bill's payable for $615,214.82 is now what we're going to vote on.
It's $214,082. Any further discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
I hope that was clear to everybody. Thank you. Item 6.1, early voting from the clerk's office.
Early voting is going to start. Unfortunately, I forgot to grab my folder. It will start, I believe, the 18th, October 20th. Thank goodness my deputy is here. And it's going to be at the Annis Building next door. Their hours are going to be 9 till 4:30, I believe. And all the information will be on our website.
It's already on.
It is on the website. They haven't asked for it. Their computers are going to be coming next week. I'm not sure we'll get more information of what they're needing by then.
We gave them the refrigerator out of the house, out of their...
It worked very well.
Yep.
I have a problem with the judge and bank manager that they're looking forward to having that back this year. I'm preparing for it.
We'll prepare for it. Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Item 6.2. Items 6.3, 6.4, and 6.5 of the clerk's office is in regards to the employee recognition program as follows. 6.2 for 5 years, 6.3 for 10 years, 6.4 for 15 years, and 6.5 for 20 years of service to the village. That is confusing, and we already have enough confusion. Madam Clerk, shall we have people come up and as we call them? How about it? Hold it up down the front?
Okay.
It'll be easier. Where am I calling them?
You're calling them.
I'm calling them?
Yes.
Madam Clerk is presenting. This is these are all 5 years of recognition.
Right.
To Mark Bluebell. Mark in. We're going to read all of them, whether the recipient's here or not. Robert Bell. That's what we get for doing it in alphabetical order. David M. Cheney. Nicole M. Cheney. There she is. Craig Kapuscinski. David C. Pruss. This isn't a cop. Please, thank you. William R. Donovan. Brandon E. Gopher. Michael E. Smith. Kevin F. Amon.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
He's a 10.
He's a 10.
That group is 10 years. Troy D. Hagee. Marcia Jo M. Hunt. Alice Bowman. Mark Larsky. Peter J. Markworth. Valerie A. Liss. Judith E. Van Kirk. Martha A. Dominic Ross.
Thank you.
15 years. Correct?
Yes, sir.
We have one. Ted Lohman.
20 years.
Jolie Malinor.
Express a personal thanks for the person that really spearheaded this program. Obviously, it was successful and well appreciated. I want to thank all of you for coming and attending and taking part of it. But a special thanks for Trustee Don Newby. Don, thank you. For item 10.1, adopt an ordinance authorizing the disposal of surplus village property.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion? Roll call.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Sanicelli.
Aye.
Trustee Trippon.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 10.2. Reminder, tire recycling event is October 31st, 2014, 8 to 1 p.m. at Lake County Division of Transportation, 600 Winchester Road in Libertyville. Also, as a reminder that you can drop tires off if you can't make that date at A Tire County Service. They will take them and help dispose of them also. Item 14.1. Is Sergio here this evening? He's not. These are the mayor's appointments, and this is regarding our zone of plan, our plan and zone commission, and the appointment of Sergio Rodriguez to the plan commission and zoning board of appeals. Also, I was going to do two of them at once. Go ahead, Duke. Make a motion for that for item 14.1.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Clearly. Seconded by Trustee, was that you, Trippon? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 14.2, the appointment of John Gupnik as chairman of the Planning Commission and Zoning Board of Appeals. Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. John is here this evening. John, congratulations. You certainly do a lot for the village. Item 14.3 under Mayor's comments is we're not going to discuss this much, but I do want to take this forward. I have asked all of the people who attended the Illinois Municipal League Conference this year to write a brief note on the sessions and seminars that they attended and ask them to write a brief description on what they thought of the seminars, what they thought in general of the IML, and if they think that the IML provided a benefit to the village. This is the second IML that I've been to. I think every single newly elected official should attend this. There's a lot of information. I found it to be slightly redundant this year. I was going to keep my mouth shut. I can't help it. It's also an election year, and I found it to be very political, which was distasteful. Aside from that, though, this is a big expense to the village. And I don't know, it's big enough expense, and I think that we need to take this information that I've asked from all the people that attended and put this together and have open discussion about the importance of it. The IML, the Illinois Municipal League, provides a lot of benefits to municipalities and cities through the state of Illinois. They are a lobbying group for us. We're well represented for them, and they're a marvelous place for resources. But to spend the amount of money that we do on the IML and the benefit that we get from it, I think deserves some discussion. Everybody has brought in or sent forwarded me their evaluation on it. I'm waiting for Henry's yet, but I'm sure I'll have that soon, and I would like to have us evaluate this. It went a little over budget this year, correct, Steve? I don't have the final numbers in yet. By the next meeting, we will, and we'll talk about it. And the reason that it went over budget is because we had a few more in attendance this year. We've always been way over budget, so we brought it down this year. And, of course, now a couple more people went. So, you know, but we really need to take a look at this and figure out what we want to do in the future. Also under Mayor's comments is number one, it saddens me to announce the passing of our previous chairman of the Zone Planning Commission, Terry Music, who passed away last Thursday, was it, Josh? Terry passed away Thursday. The village did send flowers to the funeral home. The funeral is tomorrow. It really saddens us and kind of puts a kibosh on celebrating your new appointment, Sean. I also want to make mention that Trustee Crowley's sister-in-law passed away the same day?
Friday.
The day after. For us, our condolences. On a more positive note, we are this close to completing the Hart Road Sunset Project. If you haven't been down it, drive down Hart Road, drive down Sunset, and look at the benefit that it's providing the village, public safety, commuter safety, safety for the kids at Romick High School and at the grade school, improved sidewalks, new sidewalks, a turning lane, quite an impressive corridor to our, let's say, much neglected industrial park. It's a $2 million run? I forgot now.
$4.5 million
project that really provides a lot of benefits to the village and our students, our industrial park, and residents. Please, if you haven't been down, go look. We will have a ribbon cutting soon, very, very soon. I want to do it before we're sub-zero. So we did a ribbon cutting on the beginning of it on a cold, drizzly, nasty day. Let's make sure the sun's shining for this one. And other things too. We have a brand new sidewalk that's on Cedar Lake Road that's nearing completion. Another huge benefit for us and safety for safe passages for school. the improvements to Washington Street in the last year. We've had a lot of improvements to our infrastructure that make Farm Lake a better place. And please take notice of them. And that's all I have. Item 14.5, trustees' comments.
I just want to piggyback off of your condolences to the family members of those that lost somebody in the past few days here. And also I want to extend a great big thank you to all of you who have dedicated yourselves to the village of Brown Lake and to monumental milestones of 5, 10, 15, 20 years of service to the village of Brown Lake. That is just outstanding and speaks volumes to your character, the fact that you can stay and be committed to a company, well, in this case, the government, but that's amazing. So thank you all for your service. Department heads, if you would relay that back to your people who are no longer here or weren't able to make it here, I do appreciate all your service. That's fabulous. And also, I want to extend a thank you to my fellow board members for helping while I was kind of missing for the last two meetings and keeping things going smoothly and looking after the most expressed interest.
Oh, welcome back.
Thank you.
I think I did over comments to all the village employees. It's a nice feather in their cap, but I am so glad that they stuck around and times were bad, and hopefully times will get good here, and things will improve, and we have better days ahead of us. That's about it.
Thank you, Russ. So?
My condolences also to our recent losses, and it's very sad, and my prayers are with the family. In addition to that, thanks also to our employees who have reached important milestones in your career here at the Village of Round Lake. There have been some lean years, and there have been some tight years, and it's hard when we sit in these seats not to say, give them this, give them that, you know, just do all we can. And you stuck with us as we did the responsible things for the overall village. And that deserves the praise way more than a certificate that you received. So my heartfelt thanks for that.
Thank you. Don?
My condolences to Mr. Easley. Mr. Easley was an extraordinary servant of this village. Not only did our village, she served as the chairman of the zoning board, but she's also the president of the Ronnie School District. And she did a lot of great work there. She just worked hard in our community, so we stand in this. All of that, even Althea was another worker in the community. We didn't always see her out in front of town, but she's also working behind the scenes. She was a holding judge, and she was responsible for the trouble. We all got back to the clerk's office. She's just an extra wonderful lady, and she's going to be really missed. Our employees, I can say we have an awesome, wonderful employee. And I thank you for sticking with us. A lot of times that you didn't get raises or that you got minimal raises. And I just want to thank you for working as hard as you do for the amount of money you get. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. I did miss one comment that I wanted to make. We are going to make public tomorrow. We selected the date for our business owners summit meeting. The next meeting will be October 15th, Wednesday, October 15th, 7 a.m. at, I didn't talk to Joe yet, never mind, probably at Lake Small. We'll find out tomorrow. Martha and I will make an agenda tomorrow morning, and we'll send it out to everybody, and I'll get it confirmed. And also that evening at 7 p.m., the Homeowners Association will have its meeting, and this one we do have confirmed, will be at Lakewood Grove Community Center. Thank you, Sue. Are there any other comments? They get a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Newby. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned at 7:30. Thank you.